fire, what you're saying?
Yes, I had a jive fire key.
No, seriously, we here again, Ball Hit and the Dread Podcast. If you get free time, make sure you check out music from the Young Warrior there, the one called Art Harchi. Link to the music in the description, Serious Words. Also, if you get free time, make sure you check us out at ConsciousTea.com for your cultural apparel. Truly appreciate everyone been supporting the things from those times till now, all right? Fire is something we need to really clear up the air on and reason about right here. And it's this whole notion that this cool gangster culture, right? It's this idea that's pumped on people every day that, you know, these irresponsible, emotionally immature, non-vision elements is something that one should aspire. Destructive forces on all aspects is something that one should aspire to. And it counters a more productive aspect in regards to family. And I'm here to say that the fathers and the family people, the real gangsters out there,
up
there running around with the tight pants, hanging out there behind with everything going on, the Joker smokers, you know? So.
How you check it in a minute, you know? Me not seen a family man I get an highlight about it and a respect in the street and a street cred. Cause if me I think about it the right way, then the man if I get the street cred, not supposed to be the man where I take care of my family and I uphold a structure where we know it's like a benefit the future. Yet still the man then where I get some street cred or some man where I die, so some tight pants man where some man where I drink liquor every day and I smoke every day and them not have no farmer structure towards them life. But them people, them man, the people are respect and I say, yeah man, rate things, but the man them where I really take care of them family, them I'll overlook them and call them all nerd and them they even know, say, yet still, you're going to end up at work for a nerd. You see me, I say? So it's like a backwards people, them I think, for you.
Why is the family man not praised and honored like the gangster? What I don't want to say gangster, because they're not gangsters still, fire. You know, it's just kind of they're in that realm, they're in that
culture. Yeah, but for the clarification, I would just have said that just so people
understand. You know, it's kind of understand what's going on in a sense. And it's just like the way our culture is set is topsy-turvy in regards to what we praise and what we promote. Now within the music, right, and even within the media and our own media, I just think it's very backwards to give all this attention to those who go to prison or those who come home from prison. You have going away we have going away party and we have coming home party. And when we speak about prison, I'm not speaking about those who are like full blown unjust, like they're really doing their thing and they get caught up. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people out here doing foolishness, doing destructive things and whatever, right? It's like a badge of honor. Why is it a badge of honor going to prison when it should be a badge of shame? You just been, especially if you have a family, you have just been removed from your family. You're putting more pressure on your significant other to take care of the kids. Not only are they missing out on the income, hopefully you are providing some form of income to assist, but they're missing out on what you're supposed to do in regards to the emotional support, the guidance, and just helping develop your child to be a emotionally stable being that they themselves can go out in society and do great things. So what the heck is so cool about a man misbehaving like a child and being removed from society? And let's clear the air. Yes, some people are illegally locked up because we have a wicked prison system at the same time. But a lot of people support the prison system because by your actions, you're doing everything that in your power to get in the system. And we praise that. You know, it's a sick backwards culture where a person who is irresponsible is cooler than a person who is responsible.
Yeah, cause you're the funny, and the funny part about that is like there is something earlier, you know, when I go on the expound pan after this stuff, cause it literally more difficult and more harder to accomplish a family life, be a man, even accomplish a family life, but yet still. We just don't check it now, who are really get the praises and who are reap the benefit of so-called street cred. Because we really check this thing in the fire. The ones them now give no farmer owed to a man who really put him thing together and say, all right, this is the direction. Because if you know, the culture so backward that you now grew up with a mother and a father, people start trouble you say your privilege. What kind of backward culture that not supposed to be something we're celebrating? Say you grew up with a mother and a father, and then you have a structured development, which is a natural one and not an artificial development, because don't feel no way. But when you grew up with a single mother, that is an artificial development. If you ever grew up with a father alone, that is an artificial development, because you need the hormone of estrogen and testosterone for really balance out one another. And if a woman I got to start exert certain force, a certain rugged force, a certain rough force, that I got to be a pseudo form of testosterone. Not saying a woman can't be rough, you know, don't get me wrong. But yet still, the natural role of a father is supposed to be assertive, that assertive vice in our household, where we just balance out certain things when time a mother can deal with it. Likewise, when time a father can deal with certain part of the thing, the mother can balance it out. But yet still, the ones that are a trouble of youth, a youth privilege, and them things are going to the ghetto right now, because if a youth do to the youth, them they even used to the fact say a mother and a father supposed to live in the same household. Man can all ask all you a question when you tell all a youth say you married a man ask you if you live with their wife. Just think about the meditation.
Well, fire, let me just touch on this real quick. We have to understand perspective and environment, right? So I remember my brother told me a story. He was showing his kids a documentary, Hoop Dreams. It's on the 90s. They follow some kids around for basketball in Chicago. So my brother's kids always grew up like suburb vibes in a bubble. And just to show you the perspective of environment, right, and expectation. So while they were watching the documentary, there was an issue within the household where the father left, right? Well, in that environment now, they were unique that the father was even in the house, because this is Southside Chicago, so majority of people kind of, you know. The man, children were so distraught and they couldn't put their finger on it, because all they know is father in the house, and their peers have father in the house. They don't know about no fatherless household. On the next flip side, like you were saying, I remember a student asked me one day, he said, "Yo, Hines, you married?" I said, "Yeah." The man asked me if I live with this is not funny. The man asked me if I live with my wife. Right? So it's just that vibe in regards to, yeah, it's funny to a certain extent, but it's sad because based on his environment and expectation, one, he's not used to seeing cohabitation in regards to people living together. And also, if there is some form of commitment, the man's not necessarily there consistently, right? And he's just expressing what he's been exposed to. Now, what I'm saying is that as this escapism vibe that we use, which is we love to do this and blame the system. And I'm a man that lick fire on the system. So yes, there is a certain role the system plays, but how much of a role do you allow it to play in your life, and what are you doing to counter the system, right? And what we have to do is we can blame all social structures, all everything. You can blame the school, you can blame everything, but no one tends to blame their household. No one wants to talk about what's going on in their house. What the heck is going on in your house that we're producing irresponsible, task averse, emotionally unintelligent, weak-minded children? Why? What's going on in the house where a person say, "You know what? Right now, yo, I just want to do without any responsibility. I don't want to work. I'm just gonna smoke, drink, breed," and we praise that. And the thing's so backwards now that women, listen to this now. This is reality, and you don't want to like it. Check this. The thing's so backwards now that women, right, don't know what to do with a man who's responsible. They only know how to deal with a childish, irresponsible man that they know themselves already they're not going to get anything from. But then it's like a weird oxymoron. They know already. They saw already the outcome of dealing with this type of person. But this is the type of person that they want. And when they do what they know that they're going to do, they complain and they want to have all this negative. But on the flip side, you have a man who's extremely responsible, right? Would be a great mate, a great father. They don't want that. And I think, I'm not no psychologist. I think though, deep down on the subconscious is that they want the drama. Stability is boring for a lot of black people, yo.
They don't want it. They're like, listen. Nothing know it. Cause nothing know it. Cause I watch the levels, nothing know it. And that are the things same way, you know, cause background master put some thought in our head and we're not even overstand it, you know, because when I, as what they say, all right, a daughter now, I go see all of you to them pants drop way down, I'm knee, and them thing that, and she find that attractive. And then when she find that attractive now, because him have some man around there, so when she walk with all him now, him say, yo, I go on road, boy. And 10 people start hail him now, she feel good now, because she can pass all the corner, and a man say, yo, a such and such girl that, you know, she feel nice in herself now. So, but when time now, kind of era, here was the reality now. For most of them girls, were really in the street now. The nerd, the so-called nerd who have stability, who come from a household where people, where a mother and a father did death, where have a structure. Them man, they had a rebound man them for them type of girl. So you see when time it not work out with them type of youth, probably them man can be the stepfather, or them man can be the man where them make a rebound with and say, yeah, we're up in a life now. And then them start treat all him with them type of social norms that what them have. So it's like, me I tell you, so it's so topsy-turvy that me I wonder how I really go on, because the thing was supposed to be good, the youth them were actually putting the effort, and the man them who are dealing with the family farmer type of structure overlooked, and the ones just brush them off the same way for some little ones, some little wannabe paper soldier gangster way. Get first and foremost, them man not even come out of them zone. Because the average youth who's supposed to be a gangster do not leave his zone. So what would he know? What type of knowledge would he acquire? Being in that same place, not going over that block, just sticking in the same exact zone. That simply means that if him go over 2 hours across the road, that's a next country for him. While the youth with a so-called nerd now have a broader knowledge base where them can get some type of knowledge. And no, sorry, them can come share it now. And because them as aggressive as them type of gangster youth, where most of these girls now look for, them end up start telling us them soft. And what is soft? Because normal now is soft based upon the culture, you know. But and that may get for overstand.
But you're going to think for you. There's not more gangster than achieving a goal. You get what I'm saying? So I know people that would be clean, right? And anytime they put the pressure on people, judgment, you know. So don't get it twisted. It's just certain elements and certain energy is put in a more positive way, and it's not a recklessness, because they have a goal and they have a mission and they have responsibilities for it. They can't be going out carrying on with people and arguing with people and fighting, and they got to take care of their family and kids. So just that alone, if a man to leave his house right now on a Friday night and go fight, mean you're a joker fight. Something wrong with you. Because me as a grown man, any altercation I get in with people, it's going to be everybody going to get in trouble, you know? We just not going to go home and nobody going to get in trouble. So I'm going to risk my freedom. I'm going to risk taking care of my family. Who's going to take care of my daughter if I'm gone? Because I'm arguing with no next man. Their psychology messed up. But I won't go back. I won't go back to this whole gold thing fight. There is nothing. You know, man, a lot of these people you see simple. These people are rough and tough around the edges. Because there is nothing harder in life than achieving a goal. All the struggle, all the ups and downs, all the grit you have, all the bounce back you have to do. And these are the people that should be praised. We need to praise parents, real parents, because you have a kid don't mean you're a parent, right? Real parents that deal with the daily grind to do their best to provide an environment for their child to nurture them, that they're emotionally stable beings, that they can go out and do great things in society. You get what I'm saying? I'm not talking about parents buying stuff, because we're in a parenting crisis right now in the world. Parenting is, yeah, I'm going to provide my child with everything I didn't have. Not game, not intelligence, material things that the system told you to buy. So now all you're doing is grooming a self-entitled consumer that can't deal with no can't deal with no type of struggle in life, you know. But that's a different type. But yeah, but back to this thing right now is that this whole celebrating this gangster thing is sickening fire, whether from the music and within the community. You give too much attention to losers. The man is unemployed. The man is uneducated. The man is don't have no ambition. And when I say educated, I'm not talking about because you went to school, that means you're educated, fire. So we want to clear the air with that. The man just dear taking up space, abusing substances, abusing everybody around him, using them. And this is the person you want to praise? Because remember, when the child sees this, they gravitate towards this because they say, all right, then, this man over here doing this thing. Well, nobody paying this man no mind. But this man over here, this is the man getting all the attention. So I need to get on the attention line because humans want attention. And we don't understand how the attention we provide to people shapes the culture. The loser, I see it over and over again. Full-blown losers, yo. And maybe some people don't like when I use the terminology loser, but hey, what they say, if the cat fit, wear it.
Yeah, man, and that's straight for us.
You're a grown man with your pants below your waist, fire. 30, 35, 40 with your pants below your waist. You got tattoo on your face. You don't have no job. You don't have no income. You're going to be 30, 35, 40 years old. You don't have no income. And somebody's supposed to respect you. But these are the people who get the most respect. How is that?
I watch your levels now. To all me have it, you know. Me have it, say, majority of the people them Mount Sinai culture, we are emotional psychopaths, as some call it. We call them emotional psychopaths because check levels. It's like every single thing when negative, I want worship that the negativity. Because if you check levels, you know, for you, the same thing, if you think about the music, the same thing in the music, you know, where A man, we have him own a family, but because him knows say, this are the thing we sell and the culture give into this. Him, I just think about a bungalow girl, same way. Even when him have him family and him wife and him youth, them same. Him not going to think about upholding a family.
Destructive structure. Force, culture, vulture, family.
And then you have the youth, them now, because check levels, you know. In our place, even like Jamaica, most youth gravitate towards certain gangster artists because we don't say a dancehall culture. The dancehall, all the dancehall venue, but the current state, what them call it. See? No, most youth are going to gravitate towards them type of youth that we are supposed to gangster. Because when them see them on all them Instagram and them see all certain things, they can see them youth, they are rolling with all 20 man. And them see them are rolling some bike and some car and thing, and it just look attractive. But yet still now, a man who had the little roots and culture, who depend on a goal, who depend on a longer mission, where him know so him can sustain certain things and him can build up himself. Now, you don't want to be like the youth and
culture. Fire, hold on. Yeah, respect to the one Damian Marley ever two called Looks of Deceiving, yeah, on the studio. We need to listen to that, yeah, right? But reality check it. You said a key point in regards to long-term instability. Now, people not really on that try too tough. And the man, because remember the long-term thing, people don't really see the success. You get what I'm saying? And the man, what happened with the Joker smokers now is that they can fake their success. We're not going on. And people love that. People love the hype, you know. But as I said, culturally, we need to redefine manhood. We need to redefine gangster, right? Yeah, it's just we as a culture have to take more responsibility for our actions. The blame, the escapism with the system is not working. We need to, as I stated just before, redefine what is cool and what's not cool. The gangster thing is not cool. Prison is not cool. Jail life is not cool. We need to stop praising prison culture, because this is the thing with prison culture, right? And I want to clarify, I'm not talking about people who are illegally withheld, like you're innocent. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about those out there doing foolishness, destroying the community. One, you're taken away from your family, all right? No income, no nurture. Two, it's a burden on your family. For the most part, right, you lose your ability to earn when you come out. Your earning capability is very limited, putting more stress on you and your family and pushing you more towards to do something that's going to put you back in there. So what's cool about that cycle? What in God's earth is cool about being around other men all day, being told what to do? Now, some people love prison. Why? Because it's no responsibility. Three hots in a cot. You don't have to pay no bills. Some people like being around men, you know. Let's just clear the air. You must be. Because from the when they get out, they have to go back ASAP.
Yeah, but then now, in the midst of the reason, the same way. So check what the levels. What are the difference between certain ends and prison? I mean, I see the difference because when you go up on the ends, I just straight man. I just be a man up on the ends. So check the levels. Are the same? Is a mental thing in a fire? Because because all right, you have the system lock you down, you're the own beer man, nah, they're nothing progressive. Then you come out, you're the own beer man, nah, they're nothing progressive. And they're the same type of cycle. So you see, when time I want certain ones I blame the system, them not really over as what it is, you know, because all right, first and foremost, as they say, we burn the system to the ground. But then you have a point where you cannot blame the system no more for you. Because when I you can pick up all one little metal tool now and say, I'm gonna shoot all of you for some little stupidness. And then you know start, you can't blame the youths. What you mean fire? Then check how if you can blame the youth when the so-called poorest country them on earth, so-called poorest country them on earth don't have the highest crime rate. And how if you can blame the system? Then that simply means it's not a systematic thing make him just go shoot somebody. It have to be more than that. And as there is, the people start neglect the family structure. Them now looking to set the impact of the family structure might have into why him go kill somebody. Where him did one make him did why make him so aggressive? Him so aggressive because him probably never get enough attention. And the only way this him can get attention, him have to be a so-called killer. And when him start kill people, now people start heal him and say, "Yo, my general, why yo, my G?" Because of fear. The fear, I tell that it's emotional. We are emotional psychopaths within this culture.
You brought a key point. The whole point of gangs is they take the place of lack of attention and lack of nurture from your family. That's the source of the gang. That's why you can persuade. It's not hard to do. It's like pimping in a sense, but you're pimping men. Instead of exploiting, like you exploit a woman, sending her out to do sexual things to get the money back, you control young men because what they're looking for, attention. Now, in their mind, is like, yo, I'm really yearning for this attention fight. I'm really yearning for something from a male figure. So you know what? Whatever this man tell me to do, I'm going to do. So it's not the action they're thinking about. It's the reaction from the person that told them to do it. So as long as we have no family structure, gangs will always be prevalent because people are always looking for attention. Now, social media has kind of taken the place of some gangs in the sense that you can get that shot of attention, but you don't get the human interaction. If a child's been yearning his whole life for somebody to tell him, like, yo, great job, or, you know, you're one of us to be a part of something. You never been a part of no family. You never had that environment because the cool man is not around. Mr. Cool that celebrated wasn't around. So the person, unfortunately, the predator, that's the next aspect. The predator takes that up and exploits it and gets you to do stuff for their benefit that's detrimental to you.
All right. Fire. There, touch a next wicked point again, because watch the levels. I'm going to share a story with people, I know. Because enough time, we even show people about them side of life. You know? But I would say, we know about the two side of the world, right? I will live in the two side of the world, them. See, in the underworld and both, the above ground world. See, growing up in the ghetto, them a particular youth, maybe never call him name nursery, but a particular youth, I used to say myself because I'm the one who I play some football and just, you know, the school out and just do things. And we supposedly go good school and we have a stable house. But you know, say, the moment that youth say and I with a gun, the moment him saying I with a gun, him automatically give I respect. And I start looking to myself. From them time, my brain start develop more and more, and I will start tired. We're not fair to go down a certain part, you know. Because the moment this youth saying I with a gun, him give I the utmost respect. And I must say, well, you never know, sir, so the man stay. I mean, I say, so this is what it takes for you to give a little youth respect. As a bigger youth, this is what it takes for you to give a youth respect, because you see him with a gun now. So automatically, improve to you say him tough because him have a gun in him hand. But yet still, if him never have the gun in him hand, you would attribute the soft characteristic towards that particular youth. So it does show you how messed up we are in the mind. And them thing that you must see, because check levels. When you grow up in a ghetto, nobody can go around this. When you grow up in a ghetto, every little majority of the little youth, them want to heal the gangster. Them want to heal them, man. Yo, what go on? Them like forget the heal, because if they're recognized by a gangster, them don't think say them have a place in the community. And this is a truth and nobody don't want to talk about. Even a place like Jamaica. What make you feel really, like the crime rates are high?
Yeah.
I tell you, it's sad.
Yeah, it's just a... Fire. Yeah, we need to do better as a people. And I said, everyone out there who's promoting this whole culture that's detrimental, because it's a culture that's detrimental at the end of the day. You know, it's super detrimental. Anyone who is promoting this culture, hopefully you heard this and you can rethink about what you show attention to, because what you show attention to fuels and shapes the behaviors of the younger generation, right? And if you want to change that, we have to change to what we give attention to. I'll give you a simple thing. You can go to a sporting event for high school. You got 5,000 people there, right? But that parents night, you maybe have 12 parents. And the 12 parents that come are kids that's already on honor roll. It's not the parents that need to come for the kids that you actually need to talk to. So what do you put the emphasis on? I remember younger, like, you know, a kid dancing. It's just, oh, this big sexy kid's dancing, or the kid that fought all the time gets all the attention. You're grooming people to do these things, to act in behaviors for mindless entertainment. And those who are doing things that have long-term benefit, that's beneficial to their immediate family, to the collective family, because remember, we don't see ourselves as a collective family, are either sometimes criticized, which is another destructive force. People criticize positive behavior within our culture more than they do negative behavior. And this, this is a full-blown fact, and it's backwards, right? The man who graduated and, you know, is doing stuff, like, no one pays him any mind, right? The one that's there in his house with the kids, like, they really don't. They don't pay him any mind. And some, depending on, and if we're truthful, some have disdain towards them. I remember we had a powwow with the students one time because we had some real conversation. A student opened up and said he is jealous of people who have their father because he doesn't have a father. And I think people take that into adulthood. And this may sound weird, but listen to what I'm saying. A lot of these women purposely deny the children access to their father because it's like some weird jealous vibe. They don't want the child to have a father because they didn't have a father.
Yeah, cause I just continue them a continue a cycle. Cause them, me just see them as me say, a emotional psychopaths for you. Cause and that the part them really a stick pan way, because me really realize say the culture we have. Cause people, we probably need to tap in all the whole reason in a culture even more. Importance of culture, because some people see certain things and feel like say it does happen this one way, you know. But you know much years of conditioning it take for a man can risk, for people can respect some youth and now do nothing progressing.
Nothing fire.
Wait, that's it, man.
But hey, I want to stretch out the argument, right? But this one part here I really want to touch on before we leave is that family life better than the street life, fire. So let's just clear the air on that, right? Respect to all the family men out there. I never said it's easier. That's why most people avoid it, you know?
Yeah.
We're dealing with people. You're going to go through the ups and downs with your ladies, ups and downs with your children and all that, right? But within all that, you know, I'm not talking about no abusive relationships or nothing where there's no hope. I'm talking about somebody you could build with. But the family life is not only better for you. It's better for collective because it's just a development, and that's what we're dealing with. A lot of these things now are promoting anti-family. Come like we're in an anti-family culture because everything they're promoting is anti-family. It's individual. Because I hear some people say certain things. So I just say, like, so what's the future supposed to look like if nobody not dealing with each other? Everything is anti-family, and it's just a vibe where we as a culture, you need to stop giving all this attention to destructive forces. You need to stop giving all this attention to unemployed men, emotionally unintelligent men, all these men that love prison, all these men that love violence. You're a destructive force, fire. I don't know what else to say. You get what I'm saying? And we just need to, because what's happened is that the way the culture is set right now is that wrong is right and right is wrong. You get what I'm saying? And until we have that shift, good luck.
Yeah,
you know, I don't get it. I see people like, how is a woman, you gonna walk down the street with a man with his pants below his waist? Because yeah. I ask my wife, I play around sometimes in the house and I'll do it and do that wobble walk, right? And she just laughs. But like, how does that look? How am I have my pants below my waist with my daughter walking in the street?
Then find it attractive.
You get what I'm saying? With my kid, I'm gonna be with my daughter as the example as a man. I'm gonna have my pants below my waist wobbling in the street. And I don't work.
You know the funniest part about everything what I just even said to you. You know something with me just meditate while there, I said that a man put extra effort in a something when not benefit him. Because just check level levels of the level that even a man walk with all them pants below all them waist, supposedly.
It take time, right?
You know how much style and swag him have to use to even curl up all him foot so he can get out a pattern now to start walk. So when time him pants are drop off. And it does show me now, say. You see, in this world where the people in my worship, this false world where things not pan out right, people in my worship, I will have an extra effort to go into it. Because if even a man go be a gangster, you know how much effort he might go through for say I go purchase one gun, he might go run this, I go make the link there, for the one of them thing, for what?
So destructive force.
If them even going to the fast lane and start make money for you, it's like a minimum wage, you know, because you see the amount of effort a man put in for say, I'm going to sell a key at this hour, I'm going to sell this hour, I'm going to do this. You know, a minimum wage that, you know, because I'm going to spend 24 hours and I get ready and I prepare probably all my life to be a waste man, you know.
A waste man. Tell you that. Yeah. Right now, fire, we burn out all lazy men right now. All lazy men right now because and the women that support
lazy, lazy men, woman too.
And lazy women, we burn you out still because I don't know how you have a man in your house that don't work and he playing video games and don't contribute. It's not even like a balance. Say he on hard times, right? But like, you know, he deal with the kids and he cook the balance out the thing. If I'm preying certain things, men in the house, they don't do nothing, you know? They don't do no contribution in modern time. That can't work, fire. So we burn them out the same way. We burn out lazy women. We burn out everybody that promote the destructive aspects of the culture.
Yeah, family over everything, man.
Yeah, family over everything. Respect to all the fathers out there. Real talk. Listen to this. Respect to all the fathers out there. Respect to all the mothers out there that take care of the kids. And with all the different elements, they're trying to attack your family and hold it and give your kids proper instruction, nurture, and love that they can grow up to be emotionally stable people and people to go out here in the world and do great things. So we give thanks to you same way. As I said, with the rest of the destructive forces, their judgment, because as I don't know, I don't deal with no lazy people. Yeah. I don't deal with no lazy people. I don't deal with no people avoiding irresponsible talking about your gangster life. A joker smoker. Believe
it. Nah, add up. It nah, add up fire. Cause the playing field of level. I right now I tell you the truth. If we think more culture fire, the playing field.
Think backwards, yeah.
Unbalanced.
And I want to say one more thing. Respect everybody dealing with progression, because I know within our culture sometimes is that the more progressive you are, the more fight that you get. And I'm telling everyone there to just hold forth, stand firm, and stay focused, because unfortunately, you have to understand, due to the ignorance of our people, we don't tend to support people who's dealing with progress, but to tend to tear them down. And the person who's dealing with non-progression, we tend to lift them up. Right. Yeah, some people get discouraged by that. So don't feel no way. Fire, yeah. We give thanks for the reasoning. We give thanks for everybody supporting Ballhead and the Dread from those times till now.